不言语聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年2月8号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到亲爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲。大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
And I trust you're all well and healthy, and I guess, you're spending.You're having a lot of association on the internet now since everyone's travel is restricted because of the virus.
我相信大家应该都是健康平安的。因为现在可能由于这个病毒的原因的话，于是我们有很多很多的时间。
And so, I'm praying for you, we're all praying for you, and we're praying for the world that, Everyone can stay healthy and happy.
所以说我就为大家祈祷，并且的话，我们也一起为世界祈祷，祈祷每一个人都能够健健康康的，非常平安。
And we had a wonderful celebration of Lord Nityananda's appearance day yesterday.
并且昨天我们在这边也举办了一场很棒的主尼提亚南达的显现日的庆祝活动。
And of course.Lord Nityananda in Chaitanya Lila, he appeared before Mahaprabhu.
当然主尼提亚南达以及他的逍遥时光是在主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布之前显现的。
And, of course, he was born in Ekachakra.
他是在 Ekachakra 那里出生。
And then Mother Vindapuri came to his house when he was about 12 years old and asked Nityananda's father if Lord Nityananda could become his traveling servant.
Madhuvendapuri, right? Madhuvendapuri 在主尼提亚南达12岁的时候就到了他的家里，然后就问询他的父亲是不是能够让主尼提亚南达跟着他一起在旅途中服务他。
Of course, Madhavendapuri became his spiritual master.
当然 ,Madhavendapuri 也就成为了主尼提亚南达的灵性导师了。
So, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master is Ishwarapuri.
主 Chaitanya 的灵性导师是 Ishwarapuri.
So, Ishwarapuri and Lord Nityananda were God brothers.
而 Ishwarapuri 和主尼提亚南达是神兄弟。
And then, Lord Nityananda, he traveled all over India with Mother Vindapuri.
而主尼提亚南达和 Mother Vindapuri 是两个人在全印度旅行。
Lord Nityananda, he is Lord Balaram.
主尼提亚南达就是主 Balaram.
Lord Balaram, he always carries a plow.
而主 Balaram, 他总是随身携带着一块犁。
So this is very symbolic for us.
而这对于我们来说是非常有象征意义的。
Because if you want to plant a seed, you have to till the earth with a plow.
因为如果我们想要在地里种一颗种上一颗植物的话，那就必须要先用犁把土壤给松开，然后这样才能种下种子。
If you just throw a seed on the land and give it water, it might grow, but it won't take root very well and won't grow well.
如果我们只是把种子抛在地面上，然后在上面浇水，那有可能这个种子会长势良好，但是的话它却无法扎根太深，因此无法成长为真正的美好的植物。
However, if you till the soil and then you plant the seed and give it water, its roots can grow very deep and then the plant can have a solid foundation to grow.
但是如果我们在种下种子之前首先把泥土给松开，然后这样的话再在上面浇水，那么这个时候种子就可以有很深的这个根茎，它的根就可以扎得非常深，那么这样它就有非常好的这个扎实的坚固的根基。
So it's not a coincidence that Lord Nityananda traveled all over IndiaAnd then later on, Lord Chaitanya traveled to those same places and spread the chanting of the holy name and made those people Krishna conscious.
当然，主尼塔南达首先在全印度旅行，而后主柴塔尼亚他也在全印度旅行，并且到达同样的地方，在那里去传播，主的圣名，传播主的圣名的念诵，使当地人成为了 Krishna 知觉。这整个这个逍遥时光，并不是很偶然的，并不是偶发现象。
So Lord Nityananda's appearance day is always a month or so before Lord Chaitanya's appearance day.
所以主尼提安南达的显现日总是早于主 Chaitanya 的显现日的。
And he, by celebrating his appearance day, we're preparing actually our hearts for receiving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he appears in next month at Gaur Purnima.
因此当我们在通过去庆祝主尼提安南达的显现日的时候，实际上就是在准备好我们的心灵，能够来迎接在下一个月Gaur Purnima节的时候主柴塔尼亚他的显现。
So I'm looking forward now to celebrating Gaur Purnima.
所以我现在已经开始期待庆祝 Gaur Purnima 节了。
Because without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot really receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
因为如果没有主尼提安南达的仁慈的话，那么我们也是无法能够来获得来接收到主柴塔尼亚的仁慈。
So let us all just hold on to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and chant Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
所以就让我们狠狠地紧紧地抓住主尼提安南达的莲花足吧，然后去念诵chant the
Let's hold on to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and chant Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
所以就一起来念诵 Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
So now I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava and we'll have our class.
好，我现在就来跟大家一起唱 Jaya Radha Madhava， 然后我们就一起上课啦。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivanadari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivanadari Yasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana Yasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava KunjaBihariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivanadari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivanadari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana RajanaYasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha MadhavaJaya Hari, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. So, in our reading here, we're on the sixth canto, chapter 3, and I think today we're on text 11.
好，我们就一起来看到圣典伯加瓦坛的第六篇第三章的第十一十节。
Yes, and the Yamadutas have been talking with their master Yamaraj.
整个这一章节都是在描述 Yamaduta 和 Yamaraj 阎罗王之间的谈话。
And they are in a very serious mood.
Yamaduta 正处于一种非常严肃的心态。
They've had some serious questions to ask Yamaraj.
他们有一些很重大的问题需要得到阎罗王的回复。
Right, they're doubting his authority because the Vishnu Dutas stopped them from performing their duty.
他们对于阎罗王的权威抱有很大的困惑，很大的质疑，因为就是有Vishnu Duta四位神圣的人物把他们给阻拦了下来，阻拦他们去履行他们的职责。
Yes, they were acting on Ajamil.By the Vishnu Dutas.
他们Yamaduta 就是在行使着阎罗王的这个训谕，行使着阎罗王的命令，再把阿加米勒带到地狱去接受惩罚，但是他们却遭受了阻碍。
And in the last verse, we got kind of a glimpse of the Kshatriya spirit that the Yamadutas have.
在上一个诗节我们就得以一窥到就是刹帝利的这种精神就是当他们为了履行自己的职责的时候刹帝利的精神到底是怎样一回事儿
Yeah, so Kshatriya actually means to protect others.
刹帝利这个梵文词 Kshatriya, 它的意思就是指保护他人。
Or to protect the law, without the law,there's no law and order, and people can be exploited.
保护别人，保护法律的意思。因为如果没有法律，没有秩序的话，那么人们就可能遭受到剥削。
And Krishna says, actually, in Bhagavad Gita, that that he is punishment for those who break the law. That if people break the law and they're punished, that actually represents him.
Represents him. 而 Krishna 在伯加梵歌当中也说过，对于那些违反了法律的人来说，他本人就是惩罚。对于任何一个打破法律、没有遵循法律的人来说 ，Krishna 就代表了惩罚。
Yeah, so there has to be consequences for those who break the law. Otherwise, it'll be chaos.
因此对于打破了法律的人来说是有后果必须要承受的否则的话社会就会有 混乱就完全没有秩序
So the Kshatriyas they have this spirit that if they fail in their duty they're willing to give up their life
沙地利就是有这样的精神如果他们在执行任务执行职责的过程中失败了那么他们是很愿意去放弃自己的生命的。
So the Yamadutas, they take their job very seriously.
Yamaduta 是非常严肃认真地对待他们的职责的。
And so, at this point in the story, they're actually ready now to kill themselves because they failed in their duty.
到故事进展到这一步的时候 ,Yamaduta 们就已经准备好自杀了因为他们没有完成自己的职责。
But before they kill themselves, they have one request of Yamaraj.
但是在他们结束自己的生命之前，他们对于阎罗王是提出了一个请求的。
They know that Yamaraj knows everything.
他们知晓阎罗王知晓一切。
And so they want to know who are these Vishnu Dutas. Please tell us about them.
因此他们想让阎罗王告诉他们究竟这些 Vishnu Duta 是谁是什么人是真的请求他能告诉他们答案
So this is the mentality of the Yamadutas that they're ready to kill themselves But before they kill themselves, they want to hear about the Vishnu Duttas, and then after that, they're prepared to die.
因此这就是亚玛都他们在那一刻的心态，他们想要结束自己生命，但是在这样做之前，他们首先想要聆听一下 Vishnu Dutta 关于 Vishnu Dutta 的事，对，关于 Vishnu Dutta 的事，而在听到答案之后，他们就已经准备好死亡了。
So that's where we are in the story.
这就是故事进展到的这一步。
I wonder what's going to happen next.
我真好奇接下来会怎么样。
Okay, so now we're on text 11.
现在我们一起来看着第十一诗节。
So I'll read the Sanskrit and then word for word translation and purport.
我们就一起来看着这个梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译以及译文和要旨。
Shri Bhadarayana Uvacha Iti Deva Saaprishta Praja Samyamano Yama Prita Swadutan Pratyaha Smaran Padma Bhujam Hare Shri Bhadarayani Uvacha.
Sukadeva Goswami 说
Iti
如此
Deva
半神人
Sa
他
Aprishta
被询问
Praja Samyamana
掌管生物体的阎罗王
Prita
很高兴
Swadutan
向他自己的仆人
Pratyaha
回答
Smaran
铭记
Padam Ambujam
莲花族
Hare
至尊人格守神哈尔伊的
Wow, that's Padam Ambujam. That's referring to the Lord.
所以说最后这个 Padam Ambujam 指的就是神，指的就是主
Yeah, the lotus feet.
主的莲花族
And Hare is Lord Hari.
而这个地方 Hare 也就指的是主 Hari.
Lord Hari who has lotus feet.
主 Hari 的莲花族
Okay, translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Thus having been questioned, Lord Yamaraj, the supreme controller of all living entities, was very pleased with his order carriers,Because of hearing from them the holy name of Narayana, he remembered the lotus feet of the Lord and began to reply.
译文：圣苏卡德瓦戈斯瓦米说，众生的最高主管阎罗王被他的命令执行官们这样询问时，感到很高兴。原因是听他们说出了 Narayana 的圣名，他铭记着至尊主的莲花足，开始作答。Continuous purport.
Yes, please.
OK， 要指监督生物的虔诚与不虔诚活动的最高主管，阎罗王对他的仆人们感到很满意，因为他们在他的辖区内说出了 Narayana 的圣名。阎罗王必须与所有有罪且很难了解 Narayana 的人打交道，因此作为 Vaishnava 中的一员，当他的命令执行官们发出 Narayana 的声音震荡时，他极为开心，极为高兴。And the
proposal. Thank you. Om Aganatami Rindasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Venanta Swamini Kinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Navishesha Sambhai Vastacha Deshitane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpataruvyascha Kripasindubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我虔诚地向我的灵性导师圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 献上我的顶拜。
He is the divine servant of Saraswati Thakur.
他是 Saraswati Thakur 的神圣的仆人。
And he is spreading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all over the world.
并且他在全世界传播的主 Chaitanya 的教导。
And he is defeating the philosophies of impersonalism and voidism.
并且他在打败着非人格主义和虚无主义的哲学。
So we beg for his mercy today so that we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们在今天祈祷得到他的仁慈，这样来帮助我们真正理解圣典薄伽瓦坛。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas attending this class.
并且我在此也谦卑的顶拜，在这里齐聚在一起聆听着瓦坛讲课的所有的 Vaishnava 们。
And I beg your blessing so that I might say something that's helpful for us.
我祈求能够得到你们的祝福，那这样我在这里能够所谈到、所说到的话语，能够真正的对所有人都有帮助。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self in their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我以及与主 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
Nitai Gaur Haribo. So, you know, the Yamadutas are in a very serious mood.
所以故事进展到这里，亚麻都他们是真的是心情是非常沉重的。
They're frustrated.
非常的沮丧。
They're a little angry.
还有点愤怒。
They're discouraged.
然后并且非常灰心。
And they're ready to kill themselves.
已经准备好结束自己的生命了。
And Yamaraj has patiently heard them.
而阎罗王一直非常耐心地倾听着他们的说话。
Now Sukadeva Goswami is saying that now Yamaraj, he's describing the mood of Yamaraj.
而在这个世界中，圣 Sukadeva Goswami 就是在描述阎罗王听到问题时的心态是怎样的。
And Yamaraj appears to be very peaceful and happy.
而在这里，阎罗王看起来好像是非常平和、非常快乐的。
I would say even he's starting to feel some ecstasy.
我觉得甚至可以说他在这里已经开始感到有点狂喜了。
And he's very happy with the Yamadutas.
他真的对于他的命令起行官们感到是非常的高兴。
Yeah, he's not happy with them because of them doing their duty or not.
他并不是由于他的命令执行官们去做了或者没做他们的职责，他们的分内职责而感到开心、感到高兴的。
Why is he happy? Because they've chanted the name Narayan.
而阎罗王之所以感到开心，是由于命令执行官们念出了主 Narayana 的圣名。
It sounds like in the hellish worlds, nobody is chanting the name Narayan, otherwise they wouldn't be there.
所以说可以想象他所处的这个地方是这个地狱星球的整个这个地方是没有人会去念诵主的圣名的，因为否则的话他们也就不会在地狱星球了。
Yeah. Now, Yamaraj, he's not only a Vaishnava, but he's in a special category of Vaishnava.
而阎罗王他不仅是一位 Vaishnava， 并且他是属于 Vaishnava 当中的非常特殊的一类。
He's one of the 12 Mahajans.
他是十二位 Mahajan， 十二位伟大的灵魂当中的那一位。
So he's one of the, you know, 12 authorities on Bhakti Yoga.
所以他就是凤凰瑜伽 Bhakti Yoga 当中十二位权威人士当中的一位。
So he's a topmost devotee.
所以说他真的是非常可以说是至高的奉献者。
So now he's heard the name Narayan coming from the lips of the Yamadutas.
而现在他就听到了从他的命令执行官里嘴巴里所冒出的主 Narayana 的圣名。
Yeah. Now, I would venture to say that the Yamadutas have never ever uttered this name Narayana before.
所以说我可以在这里冒险的推测一下，那就是阎罗王的命令执行官们 Yamaduta 们在此之前是从来没有说出过主的圣名的。
Now, when a pure devotee hears the holy name, their reaction is one of ecstasy.
而当纯粹的奉献者听到主的圣名的时候，他们在那一刻。
So when a pure devotee hears the holy name, he perceives the presence of the Lord in the name.
当一位纯粹的奉献者聆听到主的圣名的时候，他就能感知到临在于圣名之中的主的存在。
So he sees the form of the Lord.
他就能看到主的形体。
And he's attracted to the qualities of the Lord.
他就被主的品质所吸引。
And he sees the pastimes of the Lord.
并且他也看到主的逍遥时光在上演着。
Even just by hearing one holy name.
即便只是听到一遍圣名而已。
Yeah, so Yamaraj right now, actually, he's starting to experience transcendental bliss.
所以说在这一刻，阎罗王他本人就已经开始体验到超然的极乐了。
Because he's a pure devotee on the highest level.
因为他可是处于最高层面上的纯粹的奉献者。
So that's being described here.
所以在这里就被描述到了。
So this has happened, there are many examples of this in the Bhagavatam where a pure devotee, his devotion, his bhava is awakened, by hearing the holy name or awakened by the chanting of another devotee.
在圣殿摩迦瓦坛当中有许许多多的例子都在谈到，就是一位纯粹的奉献者，他的奉爱之情，也就是他的 bhava， 当聆听到圣名的时候就被唤醒了，或者是当聆听到另外一位奉献者念出主的圣名的时候，他的 bhava 之情就被唤醒了。
Yeah, just by hearing the name of the Lord from another devotee orMaybe from the first time of someone who's just saying the holy name, like the Yamadutas, this causes the pure devotee to almost become mad in ecstasy and in remembrance of the Lord.
因此当比如说第一次听到从另一个人的嘴里所说到所念出的主的圣名，就像在这里，这个就像在这里阎罗王听到他的命令执行官念出主的圣名，或者是在其他的情况下就是听到圣名，那么纯粹的奉献者在那一刻就完全是处于这种狂喜之中的一种疯狂的状态了。
So there's a section of talks between Uddhava and Vidura.
在瓦坛的第三篇当中有一个部分就是谈到的是描述到的是 Uddhava 和 Vidura 之间的谈话。
So Vidura, he's the uncle of Krishna.
Vidura 是 Krishna 的叔叔。
And he's the brother of Dhritarashtra.
他是 Dhritarashtra 的兄弟。
And just before the battle of Kurukshetra,Vidura tried to enlighten Dhritarashtra and told him he should leave home and prepare himself to go back to Godhead.
所以就在这个库鲁柴陀之战之前发生之前的时候， Vidura 就试图想要去让 Dhritarashtra 能够就是有一些这种真正的感悟，有一些真正的起悟，他就是在告诉他，他应该离开家庭，离开家园，然后准备好自己来回归家园，回归守神。
Yeah, so he wasn't afraid to truth.
Vidura 是并不惧怕去说出真理的。
And he strongly criticized Dhritarashtra.
并且他非常强烈的批判着、批斗着 Dhritarashtra.
Because Dhritarashtra, if he was an honest man, he would have given the kingdom to the Pandavas like he should have.
因为如果 Dhritarashtra 真的是一个诚实的人的话，那么他就应该，按照他的职责，就应该把整个王国给予 Pandava 兄弟。
But instead, he gave it to his 100 sons, and therefore, you know, because he was attached to his home and to his family, and he didn't do the right thing.
但是他没有把他的王国给予 Pandava 五兄弟，而是给了他的100个儿子。这就是由于他对于自己家园和家庭的这种极大的依附和执着，因此。
And so Vidura, he didn't, you know, he wanted the Pandavas to rule the kingdom, and he didn't want there to.
Vidura 是希望，由潘达五兄弟当中的一位来掌管，来统领整个王国。他并不希望看到有这个战争的发生。
So he didn't want to, you know, see the whole family destroy each other.
他并不想看到整个家族在彼此毁灭。
So he left home and he went on pilgrimage.
于是他就离开了他的家，然后去上了朝圣的路途。
Yeah, so during the battle of Kurukshetra, he was traveling all over India, going to holy places.
因此在库鲁柴陀之战进行的过程中，维杜拉就在整个印度旅行，去往。这个朝拜神圣的地方。
Now, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Uddhava also, he saw Krishna just before Krishna was going to leave his body.
然后在库鲁柴陀之战结束之后。
Of course, Krishna's not going to leave his body, but I mean, go back to Goloka.
然后在库鲁柴陀之战进行之后完成之后，乌达瓦就在 Krishna 离开地球回到白昆塔之前的时候，就见到了 Krishna 最后一面。
Uddhava is one of Krishna's most intimate friends. He was the messenger to the gopis.
乌达瓦是 Krishna 最亲密的朋友之一，他是所有 gopi 姑娘们的这个信使。
So, just before Krishna left the planet, he enlightened Uddhava with special instructions called the Uddhava Gita.
就在 Krishna 离开这个星球之前，他在见这个 Uddhava 最后一年的过程中，就给予了他启示，然后给予了他这种非常特别的一种启示。那这个启示的话就被称为 Uddhava Gita。
Okay, so the battle of Kurukshetra is over.
所以库鲁柴陀之战已经结束。
Vidura is still on pilgrimage.
而 Vidura 还在他的朝圣旅途中。
Then later on, Krishna meets Uddhava and instructs him.
然后 Krishna 就见到了 Uddhava, 然后并且给予他训示。
Then Krishna leaves the world.
然后 Krishna 就离开这个世界了。
And after that,Uddhava and Vidura happened to meet.
然后在此之后 Uddhava 和 Vidura 又再次的相遇了。
And the first thing Vidura does is inquire from Uddhava, how is Krishna?
而他们在相遇相见的那一刻 Vidura 首先问出的第一句话那就是问 Uddhava, 就是 Krishna 怎么样了呢
AndAs soon as Uddhava hears the name Krishna, he can't reply. He goes into ecstasy.
而当这个 Uddhava 听到Vidura 念出了 Krishna 的名字的时候，他就已经无法回答了，就无法说话了，就完全是处于狂喜之中。
Yes, so this is described in the third canto.
而整个这个故事就在第三篇的瓦坛当中被记载了。
So eventually, Uddhava, he comes to external consciousness after going into trance.
然后最终就是 Uddhava 在这个进入了他的整个这种恍然的状态之后，然后他又再次的恢复了外在的这种知觉状态。
And he says a very famous verse.
然后他就嘴里流淌出了一个非常出名的诗节。
This verse, Lord Chaitanya also used to relish very much.
而这个诗节也是主 Chaitanya 曾经非常真爱、非常享受的一个诗节。
So Uddhava said, he said, Aho bhakiyam shtanakalu kutam jigam sayam parashadapi sarva labega tim datri uchitam tato nayam kamva dayalum saranam vajema. This word aho means alas.Or like, oh my God!
所以说在这个出名的世界里，Uddhava就说出了这样一个词，就是Aho，就是这个天哪，这个相当于是个感叹词一样。
He says, there is no one more merciful than Krishna.
他说到没有任何一个人比 Krishna 更加仁慈了。
So I must take shelter of him.
因此我必须去脱贫于Krishna.
Krishna is so merciful that he gave Putana the position of mother in the spiritual world.
Krishna 是如此的仁慈，他甚至给予了 Putana 母亲的位置，就是在灵性世界给予了 Putana 母亲的位置。
Yeah, Putana, she represents the anartha of.Infidelity or unfaithfulness.
Putana 在 Putana 它代表的这样的一种 anartha 这样的一种不洁，那就是不诚实的，对，不诚实的这样一种不洁。
Or you know, duplicity.
或者叫做欺骗性的这种不洁。
Like when we try to be something we're not.
就比如说，当我们试图去装作是另一个人，装作是并不是。就相当于并没有表现出来自己真实一面的这样的一种虚伪，这样的一种欺骗性。
Yeah, sometimes we pretend to be a great devotee.
有时我们可能会试图去表现出来自己是个了不起的奉献者。
Right, or we even pretend to be a humble devotee because we know every humble will honor us. Oh, he's so humble.
我们甚至可能会装作自己是非常谦卑的奉献者的样子，因为我们都知道嘛，就是说谦卑是一个大家都很看重、很在意、很喜欢、很欣赏的这样一种品质。因此如果我们要是展现出很谦卑的样子的话，大家都会来荣耀我们，都会非常非常尊重我们。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that Putana, she represents this anartha in our heart of duplicity.
因此 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说到 Putana, 它就代表了象征了我们心灵当中的这个欺骗，这种欺骗的这种不洁，对，这种欺骗。
Because Putana pretended to be a mother.
因为 Putana 曾经假装作是 Krishna 的妈妈。
Right, she assumed the form of a beautiful young woman with big breasts.
然后当时 Putana 她就把自己打扮成是一个非常美丽的年轻女子，然后有着这个丰满的乳房，然后想要喂 Krishna 喝奶。
And she pretended to be very attracted to Krishna, and she asked Mother Jasoda, "Oh, please let me." Let Krishna suck my breasts. I want to feed him.
然后他就把自己打扮成是非常吸引 Krishna 的样子，非常吸引人的样子。然后他就询问亚述达妈妈，就是能不能允许他为 Krishna 喂奶。
So she was pretending to do devotional service.
所以说，他实际上就是在假装着自己，假扮着自己在做奉爱服务。
She was pretending that she wanted to please Krishna.
她在假装着自己想要去取悦 Krishna.
She had another agenda.
但是她的心里却是有其他的意图，其他的这个图谋的。
Actually, she wanted to kill Krishna.
实际上他是想要杀死 Krishna。
She wanted to be number one.
他想要当第一。
Yeah, and so she put poison on her breast.
然后于是他就把这个毒药涂在了他的乳房上。
And so Krishna killed her, but that wasn't the end of the story.
所以后来 Krishna 就杀了他，但是的话，这并不是故事的结尾。
Even though Bhutana approached Krishna with ulterior motives, he only saw the good in her motivation.
尽管 Bhutana 是抱着这种别有意图、别有用心来靠近 Krishna 的，但是 Krishna 却在 Bhutana 的这种心，他却在 Bhutana 的行为和心态当中看到的只是他好的一面。
He said, "Oh, Bhutana, she wants to be my mother. Okay, I'll give her a position, and eternally, she can be eternally my mother in Goloka."
而 Krishna 看到的就是，哦，这个 Bhutana 他想要就是来服务我，他想要来取悦我，他想要把他的奶水给予我来当我的母亲。那么，那好，那我就把这个。Goloka 当中永恒的母亲的位置，永恒的母亲的地位就给予他。
So Uddhava, when he heard the name of Krishna, when Vidura asked him, "How's Krishna?" Uddhava went into ecstasy, remembering this pastime and how merciful Krishna is.
Oh, this pastime is the Bhutana's pastime.
Yeah, but this is what as soon as Uddhava heard the name Krishna, this is when he remembered, oh boy, there's nobody more merciful than Krishna.
因此当 Uddhava 就是在 Vidura 那里听到 Krishna 的圣名的时候， Vidura 当时他们俩相遇， Vidura 就问 Uddhava 就是 Krishna 怎么样了呀，然后当 Uddhava 听到 Krishna 的圣名的时候，他脑海里立刻就想起了这个 Bhutana 的这个逍遥时光的故事，他就想起了这世界上再没有其他任何人能够比 Krishna 更加仁慈的了。
Yeah, why doesn't everyone surrender to Krishna? He's the most merciful.
为什么所有其他人都不向 Krishna 臣服呢？他可是最最最仁慈的人啊。
The reason is because we don't believe it.
而之所以我们不愿意臣服的原因，是因为我们不相信他。
No, I better take care of myself.
我们不相信 Krishna 会照顾我们，因此我们就想，还是我们自己照顾好自己吧。
Maybe Krishna won't really protect me.
可能 Krishna 并没有真正的在帮我，在保护我。
But this wasn't the case with Uddhava. He had firm faith that, oh, look at how merciful Krishna is. He even protected Bhutana.
但是的话，这却并不是 Uddhava 的所思所想。他是有这种完完全全这种坚固的信念和信心，相信着 Krishna 的仁慈。就甚至他 Krishna 连 Bhutana 都要去保护。
Yeah, so just by hearing the name Krishna, Uddhava went into this ecstasy.
所以仅仅只是听到了 Krishna 的圣名， Uddhava 就完全陷入到狂喜之中了。
Now this verse spoken by Uddhava comes up again later on in Chaitanya Lila.
而 Uddhava 当时所念出的那个诗节又在稍后的 Chaitanya Lila 这个书籍当中也又被提到了。
And I'm sure you've all heard the story of the great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi, right?
Very good.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi. 我相信大家都肯定听到过这个主 Chaitanya 的一位伟大的奉献者的故事，他的名字叫 Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
Yes, I think it was Mukunda. Who was a famous doctor? He and Gaur Pandit were good friends.
Mukunda, 一位非常了不起的医生和这个舞者，然后他跟 Gadadhar 是好朋友。
And he told Gadadhar, "I know this topmost devotee. Do you want to go see him?"
然后 Mukunda 就对 Gadadhar 说。我知道有一位至高的一位奉献者， 就是在哪儿，你要不要跟我一起去见见他。
Yeah, his name is Pundarik Vidyaniti.
Pundarik Vidyaniti. 而这位至高的奉献者的名字叫做 Pundarik Vidyaniti.
Yeah, so they went to go see him.
于是他们两人就一起去见他。
And Pundarik Vidyaniti was very wealthy.
Pundarik Vidyaniti 是一个非常富有的人。
Yeah, he had a big palace.
他有一个巨大的宫殿。
He had many servants.
还有许多仆人。
There was gold and silver and jewels everywhere.
他家里到处都是黄金啊、珠宝啊那些。
And Pundarik was dressed very elegantly.
而 Pundarik 他的一身的都是穿着一身的华服。
Right, most of Lord Chaitanya's devotees were very renounced, right? And they're just wearing kopans and old clothes and.
而就 Chaitanya 的大多数的奉献者都是气绝者，所以他们穿的衣服都是那种很朴素，然后都是那种很旧的衣服。
Yeah, so when Gadadhar Pandit, you know, was introduced to Pundarik Vidyaniti by Mukunda, he was very suspicious.
因此当 Mukunda 把 Gadadhar Pandit 介绍给 Pundarik Vidyaniti 的时候， Gadadhar 是心生疑惑的。
And Gadadhar Pandit is thinking, how can this be a great devotee? This is a gross materialist attached to material opulences. You know, why have you brought me here?
然后 Pundarik,然后格达达尔潘德就心里面很困惑，就在想，这个你怎么能把我介绍给这样一个这种很粗糙的物质主义者呢？然后他完全就是依附于自己物质上的财富，物质上的这种繁华嘛，你怎么要把我带到这儿来呢？
So Gadadhar Pandit, he was having all these negative thoughts about Pundarik Vidyaniti.
因此格达达尔潘德就对于Pundarik Vidyaniti 心生出这种很多负面的想法。
He was thinking, this isn't a devotee.
那他就在想，这可不是奉献者呢。
He's so attached to material life. Look at how he's dressed.
这个人是多么的依附于执着于自己的物质生活啊！你看他穿的那身的衣服。
So Mukunda, he was looking at the face of Gadadhar, and he was reading Gadadhar upon his mind.
然后而当时那一刻穆昆达就看着嘎达达尔的那个脸，然后就看着他的脸，就在猜他当时的心思。
那穆昆达 he's a very famous kirtaniya, very famous for singing.
而穆昆达是一位非常出名的 kirtan 的一位歌唱者。
So he began to sing this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam that we just talked about.
于是他就开始念出了就是我们刚才谈到的那个圣典不加瓦坛里的诗节。
Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam. And so he's singing like this. And Pundarik Vidyaniti, he hears this verse.
然后 Mukunda 当时那一刻他就这样唱出了刚才我们提到的那个很出名的诗节。然后而Pundarik Vidyaniti 他那刻就听到了。
Yeah, he hears this verse that was spoken by Uddhava in his ecstasy when he remembered how merciful Krishna is.
Pundarik Vidyaniti 就听到了这个诗节，而这个诗节就是当初 Uddhava 在听到 Krishna 的圣名的时候陷入到狂喜之中，嘴巴里所流露出来的、流淌出来的那个诗节。
And then, Pundarik Vidyaniti, he became stunned in ecstasy.
然后在那一刻 Pundarik 当他听到这个诗节的时候就完全被震惊了，就完全陷入到狂喜之中了。
And as he heard, as he began to remember Krishna, his body began to shake.
当他开始记忆起 Krishna 的时候，他的身体就开始巨大的颤动着。
His hair stood on end.
然后他的头发都直立了起来。
Tears began to shoot out of his eyes.
然后眼泪就直接从眼睛里飙了出来。
And he became mad, wanting to see Krishna.
然后他就完全是疯狂着想要去看到 Krishna.
He started to tear off his clothes and destroy the room like a madman.
然后他就开始撕扯自己的衣服，然后把家里的东西都给砸了，然后就真的像是个疯子一样。
Now Gadadhar, he was witnessing all of this.
而那一幕就完全被嘎达达尔潘利的给见证到了。
And he understood that he had committed a great offense.
然后在那一刻，当他看到这一场景的时候，嘎达达尔就明白了他自己犯下了一个很大的冒犯。
In his mind, he had unnecessarily criticized a great Vaishnava.
就在他的心意里，他毫无必要的去批评了一位伟大的奉献者，一位伟大的 Vaishnava。
Yeah, he could see that Pundarik Vijayaniti was in ecstasy just remembering Krishna.
他可以看到，就是 Pundarik Vijayaniti 只是通过回忆起、记起 Krishna， 也就陷入到了狂喜之中。
So Gadadhar, he felt very ashamed.
于是那一刻，嘎达达尔就感到非常的羞愧。
And he asked Mukunda, "Please, let's go. I have to leave this place. I'm a big offender."
然后他就对穆昆达说，就说我们赶紧走吧，赶紧离开吧。我实在是没有颜面，就实在是就是不想再在这里待着了。然后我完全冒犯了一位伟大的奉献者。
Yeah, in my mind, I unnecessarily criticized the great Vaishnava.
就在我的心意里，我完全没有必要的去批评了一位伟大的 Vaishnava。
And I had bad feelings towards him.
我对这位 Vaishnava 心生出了不好的、糟糕的感受。
Yeah, I was thinking that he was nothing and I am something.
我在想着，然后这个人什么都不是，而我才是什么什么人。
This is very bad. I don't know what to do.
这真的太糟了，我真不知道该怎么办了。
So Gadadhar Pandit, he did how he deals with this Vaishnava apparatus is very instructive.
而 Gadadhar Pandit 他是怎么来去处理，怎么来去应对这种 Vaishnava apparatus 这种 Vaishnava 的冒犯呢？所以他当时应对处理的方式对于我们来说是非常有指示性的、训示性的、教导性的。
First, he recognizes that he had, you know, he held negative thoughts and ill will towards a Vaishnava within his heart.
首先他就是承认到自己在心里对于一位 Vaishnava 是怀有这种负面的想法，怀有这种恶意的。
I mean, most of the time when we offend others, we don't even know we're doing it because we're so righteous.
很多时候我们在心意里或很多时候我们冒犯别人的时候，我们在冒犯别人的时候，我们根本不知道自己冒犯了别人，因为我们觉得自己对完了，觉得自己太正确，完全是站在正义的一边。
But Gadadhar Pandit, he's also a great devotee.
但是 Gadadhar Pandit 他也是一位伟大的奉献者。
Why is he great? Because he's honest and humble.
为什么他很伟大呢？因为他非常的诚实，非常的谦卑。
Therefore, he couldn't be deceived by his false ego.
因此他是不可能被自己的假我给蒙蔽了的。
So then, what's the next step he did?
然后第二步他做了什么呢？
He went to Lord Chaitanya.
他就去找了主 Chaitanya。
And he confessed to Lord Chaitanya everything that had happened.
然后他就向主 Chaitanya 坦诚了刚才所发生的一切。
Right, so he admitted his mistake and he took responsibility and then he sought counsel from a superior Vaishnava.
Superior Vaishnava. 所以说他就完全去承认了自己所犯下的错误，然后为此愿意承担起所有的责任。并且他也在一位高级的 Vaishnava 高级的奉献者那里去寻求得到他的指引，得到他的这个叫做指引和这个建议。
So Lord Chaitanya, he agreed with Gadadhar Pandit. He said, yes, Pundarik Vijayaniti, he's a topmost devotee and you've committed Vaishnava apparat.
而主 Chaitanya 就同意了 Gadadhar Pandit 当所说的那一番话，他就说到，是的，确实，Pundarik Vijayaniti 是一位 至高的，是一位非常非常棒的奉献者，而你确实是犯下了 Vaishnava Aparad。
And so then Gadadhar Pandit, he thought of a remedy, or steps he should take to remedy this Vaishnava Aparad.
嗯，然后 Gadadhar Pandit 他就想出了这些步骤来就说是这个纠正，对，纠正他所犯下的这个 Vaishnava Aparad, Vaishnava 的冒犯。
And so he wanted Lord Chaitanya's advice if this proposal was correct or not.
哦，然后于是他就对 Chaitanya, 就对主 Chaitanya 说出了他的这些步骤，这些想法，他想听一听，看一看，就是主 Chaitanya 是否同意他这样的做法。
So Gadadhar Pandit proposed, he said, I think I should take initiation from Pundarika Vidyanidhi and become his servant.
而 Gadadhar Pandit 就像主 Chaitanya 就说出了这样的一番提议，他就说我想要从 Pundarika Vidyanidhi 那里接受启迪，我想要能够去成为他的仆人。
And Lord Chaitanya immediately agreed. He says, yes, this is what you should do.
而主 Chaitanya 立刻就说是的，这就是你应该做的。
So Gadadhar Pandit, he did take shelter of Pundarika Vidyanidhi and took initiation from him.
然后 Gadadhar Pandit 也就真正的托庇于 Pundarika Vidyanidhi, 然后并且在他那里得到了启迪。
Yeah, so there are many lessons from this story. One is that we shouldn't judge a Vaishnava externally.
所以说通过这个故事我们其实可以明白很多的道理，那其中之一就是我们不应该通过外在的这种衣着，外在的这种样子来评判一位奉献者。
And we should be careful about judging any Vaishnava.
并且我们应该非常小心，我们应该再去评判任何一位 Vaishnava 的时候都要非常小心谨慎。
And Krishna also warns us in Bhagavad Gita not to casually judge a Vaishnava.
并且 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中也警示过我们，那就是不要随意的去评判 Vaishnava.
And he says this in chapter 9 verse 30.
他在薄伽梵歌的第九章第三十诗节就说到了这一点。
Let's have a look at that.
我们来一起看一看。
Abhichet sudaraturo bhajate mama nanya bhak sadar eva samanta vya samyag vya vyashtito hisa. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly.Because he is properly situated in his determination.
9.30, 译文，人即使行了最大的恶，如果从事奉爱服务，则人算是圣洁，因为他已经有了正确的信念。
So I encourage every devotee listening today to read this verse and then study the purport.
所以我建议今天听课的奉献者们可以来一起学习一下薄伽梵歌的这个诗节，然后看一看这个译文以及这个诗节的要旨。
So from the material point of view, we all have so many faults.
从物质的角度来看，我们每个人都有很多的问题和错误。
But our material personality is not the truth of who we are.
然而我们所拥有的这个物质的人格、物质的性格，却并不是代表真正的自我，并不是我们真正的自我。
That's not our real identity.
我们物质的人格、物质的性格，并不是我们真正的身份。
Our real identity is servant of Krishna.
而我们真正的身份是 Krishna 的仆人。
So one who recognizes that and tries to act in that capacity is properly situated, and Krishna considers that person a sadhu.
因此一个能够认识到这一点，并且以这种恰当的这种心态和这种方式来行动来行为，那么他就被认为是处于这种正确的位置，处于恰当的位置，而 Krishna 就把这样的人认作是 sadhu， 认作是圣人。
And that's what Krishna is looking at and recognizes.
而这也是 Krishna 所寻找的 ，Krishna 所认可的、承认的这样的一种品质。
And then in the next verse, Krishna says, "He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace." So, son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes.
然后在下一个诗节，也就是九点三一诗节中 ，Krishna 就立刻就说到，这样的人很快就会变得正直，而且用的获得永久的平和。Kunti 自己啊，你要勇敢的宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。
Yeah, it's like, you know, a person who's sick in a hospital.
这就像是在医院里生着就是生病住院的病人。
We can criticize them. Look how sick you are. What are you doing in a hospital?
我们可以去批评这个人。你看你病成这个样子了，你在医院干嘛呢？你之前都干嘛去了？
But they're in the hospital to become cured and they're taking the medicine.
但是病人们在医院里待着就是为了能够获得治疗，能够让自己再次健康起来。
So what should we focus on?
那么我们应该去专注于什么呢？
Krishna says, well, I see them as a sadhu.
Krishna 就说，我把这样的人看作是 sadhu.
Because they're going to go back home, back to Godhead, and they're attempting to surrender to me.
因为这样的人他是会回归家园，回归守神的。因为他们是在努力尝试着来服务我。
So he says, that's what I see. You should see the same thing.
Krishna 就说，这就是我所看到的，而你们也应该有同样的视域，也能够看到同样我所看到的这些东西，这些品质。
Yeah, and Krishna, he says it in a very, he uses very strong words.
而且 Krishna 在说这话的时候用的是非常就是这种，就是、说是用的这种措辞哈，是挺严格、挺严肃的。
He uses the word mantavya.
他说的这个词叫做 mantavya.
Means you must consider this person a sadhu.
所以说这个 mantavya 的意思就是说，你必须要认为这样的人是圣人，是 sadhu。
So we can be a fly and go after the stool, or we can be a honeybee and look for the honey.
所以说我们可以是一只苍蝇，然后总是去盯着别人的那些盯着粪便，然后盯着这些所有不洁的东西，或者我们也可以是蜜蜂，然后总是被鲜花，然后被美好的东西所吸引。
It's up to us.
所以就完全取决于我们。
And we see this is the case right here with Yamaraj.
并且我们在这个瓦坛的故事这里也看到了，对于阎罗王来说也是同样的。
Right, the Yamadutas, they're all angry.
亚马都他们是真的是很生气的在质问阎罗王。
They're even a little disrespectful to Yamaraj.
甚至是他们表现出了对于阎罗王有一点不尊敬的这种样子。
And now they've chanted the holy name, Narayan.
而现在他们念出了主 Narayana 的圣名。
And Yamaraj is in ecstasy.
然后阎罗王听到这个主的圣名之后就到了狂喜的状态。
And his heart is completely open to the Yamadutas.
于是他的心就完全敞开了，完全敞开来接受亚马都他们。
And he's excited and he's shocked. Oh my God, they've chanted the holy name.
然后阎罗王真的是感到非常的兴奋，并且非常的震惊。天哪，你们真的是喊出了主的圣名呢。
So this is a Vaishnava.
所以这就是 Vaishnava。
Okay, so I'll open it up for comments and questions.
所以大家现在可以提问或者是分享一下你们的感想。
Yeah, so next week will be text 12.
所以说下星期我们就再来看这个瓦坛的第十二诗节。Yeah, Boomer, there are several questions.
I thought so. This is always an important topic, right?
Yeah. Okay, 好，我们就来一起看一看现在大家问的问题。第一个问题是 小小的仆人图图马拉吉问的，顶拜亲爱的咕噜，怎么理解 Krishna 对 Putana 的仁慈呢？怀有欺骗的不诚实的心态也能获得 Krishna 的仁慈，这种不诚实的品质是阻碍我们灵性进步的不解呢？So Tutu Mataji is asking, she's offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking how to understand Krishna's mercy towards Putana, because she had this dishonesty, this unfaithfulness and also the duplicity, and she can also obtain Krishna's mercy. However, I think that such dishonesty, unfaithfulness is actually the anartha that is stopping us from advancement in spiritual life.
Yes, it's very true. These anarthas are you know, they're like clouds that cover our perception of ourself and the holy name.
是的，你说的是，就是这些不洁，像你提到的这种不诚实、这种欺骗的不洁的话，它就像是云彩一样，遮盖了我们对于真正的自我的感知，以及对于圣名的感知。
Yeah, so the holy name is there like the sun, and the clouds are also there and are, you know,our cheating propensity.
所以说圣名就在那里，就像太阳一样，就散发着这种万丈光芒，而我们的这种 anartha, 我们的不洁，就比如说是这种欺骗的品质的话，它就像云彩一样的也在那里。
But we also know that the clouds are no match for the sun.
Are no match for the sun, right? 但是我们也知道云彩它是比不上太阳的。
Because I live near the ocean, the clouds come in every night.
因为我家住的就是住在海边，而每天晚上我家这边的话，这海边的话呢，它每天晚上都有云彩。
Because the ocean's cold.
因为海洋是很寒冷的。
And the land warms up during the day.
而白天的时候，这个陆地又被太阳光给就是烘热了，就是给弄的就是很温暖。
So the difference in heat, you know, causes the air to condense and form clouds, and then the heat draws the clouds onto the land.
The heat drops the clouds onto the land. 由于这个陆地和海洋的温差，因此就使得当这个地方的这种空气就被收缩了，然后就形成了云彩，然后这个热的这种就是这种土地的对土地陆地的热量就使得这个云彩就是到达了就是降了下来，就是这种在天空当中对。
So I only live about 1 kilometer from the ocean.
我家住的这个位置就是离海洋大概就是1公里远的样子。
So, usually the clouds stop right about my house.
一般情况下就是这个云彩就是飘到我家的顶上，然后就不飘，就不会继续飘了，就停在那儿了。
Right. Just a, it reflects my material attachments.
所以这些云彩就反映出了我的这些物质的依附啊。
And then in the morning the sun comes up.
但是这个到就晚上的时候，这些云彩就停在了我家的这个天空顶上，然后到了早上的时候，阳光就出来了嘛。
And you can't even see the sun.
但是阳光出来之后，太阳出来之后，我们是看不到太阳的。
But gradually the light of the sun burns off.The clouds and the clouds go way out to sea. You can see them way out at sea, but they, you know, they've been pushed away from the land and out over the water.
然后但是渐渐的就是随着这个阳光的增强，这个热度就上来以后，然后太阳就把这个云彩拿来给相当于就是推开了，就把云彩从这个陆地就推到了这个海洋里面，而且推得挺远的。
Yeah, so,the moral of the story is, or the solution is to stay in contact with the sun.
所以说针对这样的这种问题的解决方法是什么呢？那就是继续保持和太阳之间的连接，继续能够让自己触碰到太阳。
Always hear transcendental sound vibration.
总是去聆听超然的音证。
Associate with those who are on the path back to Godhead.
总是去和那些处在回归家园、回归守神的路途上的人们联谊。
In this way, the clouds of material attachment become dissipated.
那么以这样的方式，云彩以及我们的这种物质的依附也就逐渐消失了。
And then we start to have a little light within so that we can see our anartas.
然后我们慢慢的内心里就有了一些光明，就有了一些光芒，于是我们就能看得到哦，自己还有这样的阴影，还有这样的这种 anarta 这样的不洁。
Right, just like Gadadhar Pandit, he noticed immediately, oh, I made a mistake.
就像 Gadadhar Pandit 在故事当中那样，他立刻就意识到自己就是犯下了错误。
Then he took responsibility.
然后他立刻就承担起这个整个责任。
Yeah, so really, this is the path of intelligent.
The path of intelligent.
Yeah, this is the intelligent path.
所以这真的是一条非常聪明的道路。
Right, we can stay present.
我们保持临在。
Then we can look within.
然后我们真正能够往内看。
We can be present for the holy name.
然后我们能够与圣名一起临在。
Right, we have a choice.You know, to live in the illusory self or in the real self.
而我们是有选择，是愿意选择活在这个虚幻的自我之中，还是活在真正的自我之中。
Right, the world of the mind, which is where of all of our anartas are, it's an illusory world. There's no life there.
这个心意的世界就是一整个充满了 anarta, 一整个充满不洁的世界，它是完全虚幻的，在那当中是没有生命的。
Yeah, consciousness is only perceivable in the present.
而我们只能在当下此刻，在此时此刻才能感知到知觉。
Otherwise, we're chanting and maintaining material attachments, maintaining our anartas as we chant.
否则的话，我们在念诵的过程中，就只不过是在一直维系着物质的依附，在一直维系着我们的 anarta.
And then the sun gets clouded.
然后这个太阳又被这个云彩给遮住了。
Yeah. So we're not responsible for anyone else's anartas. We're only responsible for our own.
所以我们对其他任何人，对所有其他人的这种不解都并没有承担起责任。我们只是对自己的不解承担起责任。
And I'm sure you've heard the psychology explanation that.When we see faults in another, it's only because we have the same fault within ourselves. And it's just a way of us avoiding dealing with our own faults.
Of a way of us of avoiding dealing. Oh, okay. 所以我相信我们都应该听说过这样的一种心理学的解释，那就是当我们在其他人身上看到一些错误、一些问题的时候，那就表明实际上我们的内在也有同样的错误、同样的问题。而当我们去看到别人的问题，其实甚至去批评别人的问题，其实只是自己试图去逃避、去应对自己的问题的这种方式。
Yeah, so we have these different demons in our heart. Bhutana's there, Trinavarta's there.
我们的内在都有各种各样的恶魔 ，Bhutana 在那儿，然后 Trinavarta, right?
Trinavarta.
Trinavarta, 然后 Trinavarta 也在那儿。
So many, Bakasura.
还有 Bakasura, 这些各种各样的恶魔都在我们的内心里。
Yeah, so if we're honest, if we're present, we can look within, we can see those demons, and then we have to ask Krishna, we have to confess to Krishna, oh, there's a demon, please help me.
因此我们必须要非常诚实，非常临在，能够真正往内看，看到自己内在的这些恶魔，然后就向 Krishna 坦诚，向 Krishna 请求得到他的帮助。哦 ，Krishna 呀，我有这样这样的品质，我有这样这样的不洁，请你真正的帮助我吧。
Yeah, so in this way, with help, we can overcome anarthas.
那么以这样的方式，有了 Krishna 的帮助，我们就能真正战胜我们的不洁了。
But we have to see it, and we have to want to let it go, and we have to ask for help.
但是我们却必须要能够看到这些不解，必须愿意去放手这些不解。
Yeah, so we have to live responsibly.
因此我们必须要有责任的活着。
Did I answer her question? I hope so.
顾主说不确定是不是会真正回答到了你的问题。顾主说希望回答到了你的问题。Okay, okay, next one.
Okay.
好，我们来看下一个问题。这位易兰妈她就问的，顶拜古鲁即便全然相信并臣服 Krishna， 也要有个人的努力才能吸引主的注意，给予仁慈。在个人努力和 Krishna 仁慈这两者之间，需要如何去平衡？感恩翻译的服务，谢谢马达吉。易兰马达吉 is also offering her businesses unto you, and she is saying that, in spite of fully trust and fully surrendering to Krishna, in spite of that, we also need to have a personal endeavor, personal effort, so as to attract the Lord's attention, so that He will give us mercy. So how to maintain the balance between the personal effort and Krishna's mercy?
Well, that's a good question.
你问的这个问题问的挺好的。
So our effort is to put ourselves in a position to receive the mercy.
Put ourselves in a position to receive the mercy. 所以说我们要付出的努力，我们自己要付出的努力，那就是要让自己到达这样的一个位置，能够去获得主的仁慈的这样的一个位置。
Right, so we have to use our free will properly.
这就意味着我们需要恰当的运用自己的自由意志。
Just like you all made the choice to participate in this Bhagavatam class this morning.
这就像是你们你能够在今天做出选择来在早上聆听博伽瓦坛的早课一样。
And we've been able to hear the sound vibration of the Bhagavatam together.
我们大家能够在一起来聆听圣殿博伽瓦坛的这个神圣的音阵。
And so this dissipates, you know, the clouds of illusion.
而这就能消散掉我们的这种怀疑的云朵，对，就能够让我们这种内心怀疑的云朵消散掉。
And it vaccinates us against Maya.
并且就像是给我们打了疫苗一样的，来帮助我们能够得以免疫掉 Maya， 免疫掉这个虚幻能量。
And shows us, you know, the way on the spiritual path.
向我们展示这个灵性的道路。
This is all Krishna's mercy.
而这都是 Krishna 的仁慈。
In fact, the Bhagavatam is the incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga.
实际上博伽瓦坛就是 Krishna 在卡利年代的化身。
And so, the mercy is there. The question is, are we here to receive it, or are we somewhere else?
所以说问题就是仁慈就在那儿。但关键我们有没有在那儿去能够真正接受到仁慈呢？
Right. Every time we, every day we follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, we're getting the mercy of Guru and Krishna.
每天我们都遵循四项规范原则和念诵十六圈，我们是在努力的去获得，我们就是在努力的获得Krishna 和获得 Guru 的仁慈。
Right, we have this opportunity to do something that will please Krishna.
我们就有机会能够来做这样的事情，好取悦 Krishna.
But then it's our choice.
但是这也是我们自己需要做出的选择。
We have the opportunity to live in the present and experience directly.The joy of being.
我们有机会能够真正的活在当下此刻，能够真正的体验到在当下此刻的存在的喜悦。
Yes, we already are an eternal being.
我们本来就已经是了，我们就是永恒的存在。
And so there's only two possibilities.
所以说只存在两个可能性。
The illusory world of the mind, of past and future.
这个心意的虚幻世界，这个关于过去和未来的虚幻世界的这个可能性。
Or the present where the truth is revealed.
或者是当下此刻，这个真相被揭示的当下此刻的这样一个可能性。
Yeah, so moment to moment, we have the choice to live an awakened life or to stay in the illusion.
所以说从这一刻到下一刻，在时时刻刻之中，我们都是有选择的，是要让自己活在这种觉醒的生活、觉醒的人生之中，还是要继续活在这个心意的虚幻的自我之中。
And so Prabhupada has given us a lifestyle that, you know, where we can live an awakened life if we just follow his method. That's great mercy.
而帕就教导给了我们整个这样一种生活方式。当我们以这样的生活方式来度过每天的生活的时候，我们就能够过上觉醒的人生。而我们要做的一切，那就是做出这样的选择，去遵循帕的所教给我们的方法，而这就是帕所给予我们的仁慈。
But you know, it's moment to moment, day by day, week by week, year by year. We always have a choice, you know, to go forward or fall back.
但是的话，我们要知道，这是一个时时刻刻需要我们做。一月年复一年必须要做出的选择，就自己到底是要选择继续往前呢，还是要往后退。
Right, we can stand in the shadow or we can come into the light.
我们是要继续让自己待在黑暗，待在阴影之中，还是要让自己迈出步子来跨到这种跨到光明之中。
Yeah, so the mercy of Prabhupada, Nityananda, the mercy of Krishna, it's just everywhere in the life of a devotee.
所以说帕的仁慈，主 Chaitanya 的仁慈，主 Nityananda 的仁慈和主 Krishna 的仁慈，在奉献者的人生之中可以说是处处都是。
We just have to be willing to receive it.
而我们要做的一切，那就是愿意去接受到这个处处都有的仁慈。
Right, take advantage of it.
能够真正去运用、利用好这些仁慈。
No, thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. 我们来看下一个问题，也是图图玛拉吉问的。顶拜亲爱的咕噜，亚马都塔很好的履行了自己的职责。卡利年代还存在次社会阶层吗？卡利年代的人们是根据什么来履行自己的职责呢？ So Tutu Mataji is again asking another question, that Yamaduta has performed their duties pretty well. And so are there still Vanashram in Kali Yuga? That's the first one. Are there still Vanashram existing in Kali Yuga? And then another question is that people, humans in Kali Yuga, based on what to perform their duties?
Well, the Varnashram is there. It's there because it's created by Krishna, but in Kali Yuga, it's disorganized.
Disorganized. 社会世阶层灵性式制度，这个 Vanashram 它是一直存在的，因为它是 Krishna 的造物，它是被 Krishna 创造出来的。但是在卡利年代的话呢，它却是一种就是 disorganized， 就是没有被组织安排好，就是整个是混乱的这样一种状态。
Yeah, so Krishna says, you know, that he creates a system.
Krishna 说他自己创造出了这样一个体系。
Let's look at the verse real quick.
我们来迅速的看一看这个细节。
I think it's... Chaturvada Bhajante Mam. Chaturvarnyam. I gotta look that up. Chaturvarnyam. Can you look that up?
Chaturvarnyam.
Chaturvarnyam. Chatur. Okay, it's 4:13.
Okay, 4:13, 第4章的第13节。
I'm not used to using a book.
顾问说他不习惯用纸质书了。
Chaturvarnya mayashvishtam guna karma vibhagasa tasya kartram apimam vidyaya kartram aviam. According to the three modes of material nature and the work associated with them, the four divisions of human society are created by me. And although I am the creator of the system, you should know that I am yet the Nadur being unchangeable.
4.13. 我根据物质自然三形态和附定给每一形态的工作，将人类社会划分为四个阶层。虽然我是这个制度的创造者，但你需明白我并不变化，而且无为。
Yeah, so in the Vedic age, let's start with right now. Right now, men and women are born in human society, and everyone's body and situation is a combination of the modes of nature.
Body and the situation combination. So 我们来谈一谈，那就在现在，在这个年代，男性和女性出生在人类的社会。而他们的身体和他们所处的生活状态，那都是整个这个物质自然三形态的结果。
So those who are very much in the mode of goodness, they are attracted to study.
而那些就是非常处于善良属性的人，他们是很被学习所吸引的。
And they're trying to understand the purpose of life.
他们非常努力地想去明白人生的目的和意义。
And they influence the rest of society.
并且这样的人能够真正得以去影响起整个社会。
So previously, these would be Brahmins, that would guide society in the direction back to Godhead.
而在之前的年代，这种类型的人的话，那就是婆罗门了。他们就会指导着整个人类社会回归家园，回归守神。
Because the most intelligent, they dominate the less intelligent. That's just that's the nature of the world.
因为最聪明的人就会去掌控，对，就会去掌控，去支配，就是不那么聪明的人。这个就是人类社会的本质。
And then you have those who are a little bit more in the mode of passion.
然后还有这些就是比较处于激情属性的人。
And they have this martial spirit.
然后有这种武士的这种精神。
You find it in every society.
我们在每个社会当中都能看得到有这种人的存在。
And then you have those that are just happy making money.
然后我们还有这些就是对于赚钱就感到很开心的人。
And then you have those who are very simple. They don't want to think about anything. They just want to work hard and, enjoy their body.
然后还有这些就是很简单简简单单的人，他们没有想太多，就只是想努力工作，然后好好享受自己的身体，享受感官的这样一些人。
Yeah, so prior to Kali Yuga, systematized. It's the Varnashram system, and it works very nicely. But in the Kali Yuga, it's not organized, and it's it's still there.But it's disorganized.
所以说在卡利年代之前的其他的年代，那么整个这个人类社会有这样的一种体系，这样的一种系统，那么它就运作的非常的良好。但是的话，在卡利年代，虽然Varnashram 虽然这个四社会阶层的话还是存在的，但是它却整个处于这种很混乱的无组织的状态。
Yeah, and then you have these different social economic systems that try and force the whole population into particular categories.
Try to enforce.
They try to force everyone. Sudra, everyone to be a Vaishya.
但然后的话，我们还要考虑到，我们还要看到，就是有这种美，这种这么多的社会经济体系，然后试图要去强迫整个社会当中的每一个人都当 Sudra 当 Vaishya， 就是去辛苦工作，好好赚钱，好好花钱的这种类型的人。
But it doesn't work because water always finds its own level.
但是他们的这样一种强迫的做法是行不通的，因为水最终还是会流到自己想要流到的地方。
Yeah, so actually, you know, there's these four orders, and if it's organized, then there's no tension, and everyone cooperates and functions according to their nature. That's the Varnashram system.
所以说就是有这四个阶层、四种分类的存在。然后当它运作的良好，管理就是整个这个组织良好的时候，那么彼此阶层之间是没有任何的紧张和冲突的，然后大家都可以根据自己的天性，根据自己的这种本质，能够恰当的运作，很好的合作。
But it's helpful for a devotee to know their nature and try and find employment that suits one's material nature, then you'll be happier and more peaceful.
Material nature, happy and peaceful. 当然对于奉献者来说，如果能够知晓自己的这种天性是什么，那是会相当有帮助的。因为当奉献者知道自己适合做什么的时候，那么他能够找到适合自己天性的这样一种这种被雇佣的方式，或者是这种生存的这种方式的话，那么这样的话就可以更容易快乐和平和。
The idea is if we work according to our nature, then our mind and our body reaches a certain level of satisfaction, and then we can think of spiritual life.
Think of spiritual life. 就是这个当中的想法就是，当我们能够找到的，当我们从事的工作是适合我们的心理和我们的身体的时候，那么此时我们就能够获得某些满足感和满意感。那么当我们有了这样一些满足感和满意感的时候，我们自然就会开始思考灵性生活了。
But in the Kali Yuga, everything is disorganized.
但是在卡利年代的话，所有的一切都是混乱的，都是无组织、无构建的。
You have people pretending to be Brahmins that are actually Sudras.
有这种假装成自己是婆罗门，但其实自己是 Sudra 的这些人的存在。
And you have, you know, Sudras trying to be Kshatriyas.
然后还有这种试图努力想要成为是刹帝利的 Sudra.
Right, and you have Brahmins working as Sudras.
然后我们也会有这种就是干着梳爪活的婆罗门。
Right, because the only work is in the factory. There's nothing else.
因为唯一的工作就只有工厂里才有工作，就找不到其他的工作了，所以没办法。
So everything's upside down in Kali Yuga. Therefore, there's only one good quality of Kali Yuga.
One good quality. 所以说在卡利年代的一切，所有的一切都是颠倒了过来的，而卡利年代只拥有一项良好的品质和良好的特质。
This is stated in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam.
而这个卡利年代的唯一的一项好的品质是在博迦瓦坛的第12篇当中被记载了。
Kalera dosha nide rajan astiheko mahanguna kirtanad mahaguna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajat that Kali Yuga is full of faults.
这个诗节就是在说到卡利年代充满了错误。
But there is one good quality.
但是的话，这个年代却有一项好的品质。
Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord.
仅仅只需要通过去念诵、唱诵主的圣名。
One can overcome the influences of Kali Yuga and awaken.
人就能得以克服、战胜卡利年代的影响。Sorry, Gurumaji, what's the last part?
One can overcome the influences of Kali Yuga and awaken spiritually.
然后人就能战胜卡利年代的影响，并且在灵性上觉醒。
Mukta Sangam Paramvraja means one can become liberated and go to the supreme destination.
这个当中的有一个梵文词的意思，就是说人可以得到解脱，回到至尊的目的地。
Yeah, so, you know, to our best ability, we should try and understand our nature and work accordingly, but in all circumstances, we should.
所以说我们应该尽自己最大努力来明白自己的物质的这种天性，物质的本性，然后并且按照自己物质的本性来工作。但是的话，我们也是要非常有觉知的来念诵主的圣名。
That means when we chant the holy name, we should be here and hear it.
这就意味着当我们在念诵主的圣名的时候，我们是要能够真正的听得到主的圣名。
Yeah, in this way, we actually transcend the modes of nature.
以这样的方式，我们就得以最终超越物质自然三形态了。
And experience the truth of who we are.
并且能够体验到关于自我的真相。
Which is the eternal living consciousness. That's servant of the Lord.
而我们关于自我的真相，那就是永恒的、有生命的存在，并且是主的永恒的仆人。
Yeah, so Varnashram is there because Krishna creates it, but it's in Kali Yuga, it's fallen apart and disorganized.
所以说 Varnashram 这个社会世界城市一直存在的，因为它是由 Krishna 创造出来的，但是的话在卡利年代却是完全分崩离析，然后完全是混乱的这样一种状态。
So just chant Hare Krishna, don't worry about it.
所以就好好念诵 Hare Krishna, 然后不用去想其他的了，不用担心了。OK 好，我们来看下一个问题。这位叫朱帕布。I think this is the last one.
Jopa Prabhu.
Jopa Prabhu.
Oh, that must be Ramananda and Kumi.
Yeah, I guess. Guru 说朱帕布问问题的这位是不是就是昆明的 Ramananda Prabhu 呢？请教 Guru, 我们怎么才能在日常生活的方方面面真真确确地培养出谦卑和臣服 Krishna 的心态？具体从哪些小事上下手才能达成真正的臣服和谦卑。Oh, so Jupabu is asking you that how can we, in the aspects of daily life that we can really, really develop the humble, we can really develop the humility and the mentality of surrendering to Krishna. Concretely speaking, what can we actually do? In what kind of small things that we can really reach the level of surrender and humility?
Well, chant without and avoid the ten offenses. Chanting.
那么第一点就是不去在念诵的时候没有做到十项猫。
Then we begin to experience the difference. Experience our true self, which is eternal but very tiny.
Eternal but very tiny. 当我们能够在念诵的时候能够真正做到避免十项冒犯的话，我们就能够真正的去体验到心意中的那个我，心意中的那个我和体验到真正的自我这二者之间的区别了。而真正的自我是永恒存在的，但却同时也是非常渺小的。
So I would say, you know, humility arises from two things.
我可以说谦卑是来自于两个事物。
First, from honesty.
谦卑首先来自于诚实。
Right. If we're honest, then we know when we've made a mistake, or we know when we're being proud, or we know when we're telling a lie.
如果我们是诚实的话，那么当我们去犯下了一个错误，或者当我们有点骄傲的时候，或者是当我们撒谎的时候，我们是知道自己做了这些事情的。
Yeah, so humility is simply admitting the truth that I made a mistake.
而谦卑就意味着你在那一刻能够去承认 哦，承认这个真相，承认哦，我确实是犯了一个错误，我确实是撒谎了，这样的一个事情。
And taking responsibility.
并为此承担起责任。
It all comes back to truth.
所以这一切都是可以回归到真相。
Know the truth and the truth will set you free.
当你知道真相的时候，真相就会把你解脱出来。
So when we chant Hare Krishna, according to the proper way that the Vaishnava Acharyas have taught us.
因此当我们能够根据Vaishnava Acharya 这些灵性宗师们所给予我们的方式来念诵圣名的时候，
Lord Chaitanya says the first thing that will happen is Chaito Dharpana Marjanam.
而主菜坦亚就说我们能够真正这样做到的时候，那么第一个发生的事情那就是 Chaito Dharpana Marjanam。
The consciousness becomes purified.
我们的知觉就得到了净化。
Purified of identification with the false self.
我们的知觉就从对虚假自我的认同当中解脱了出来，净化了出来。
So we see the truth of who we are.
我们就能得以看到关于自我的真相。
And out of that truth, out of that seeing of the truth, arises humility.
而当我们能看到关于自我的真相的时候，就从这当中升起了谦卑。
We see that I'm just a tiny spark of life dependent upon Krishna, you know, the fire.
我们就能真正看到自己就只是一个小小的灵性的火花而已，而我们是完全要依赖于 Krishna 这团火焰才能得以存在的。
Right, we're nothing more than a little spark, and we're nothing less.
我们的本质那就是这个渺小的灵性的小火花，而我们不比这个小火花更多，但是也不比这个小火花更少。
And that's humility.
而这就是谦卑。
And not only that, we see that everyone else also is a little spark.
不仅如此，我们也能看到周围身边所有其他的生命。也是小小的灵性火花。
Of course, that spark is unlimitedly precious.
当然，这样一个小小的火花的话呢，是无限的珍贵。
Because it's indestructible.
因为这个小火花是不可能被毁灭的掉的。
But it's only a spark.
但是它却只是一个火花而已。
It's nothing to be proud about.
不是我们值得。多么觉得自己了不起的这样一个原因，因为它很渺小。
So if we're actually chanting, we'll perceive the truth of ourself, and then we'll see the truth of everyone else.
因此通过真正的念诵，我们就能够感知到关于自我的真相，并且也能够确切的去感知到所有其他生命的真相。
Krishna says in chapter 4, approach the truth.Approach a spiritual master to learn the truth.
Krishna 在薄伽梵歌第四章就说到，去接近一位灵性导师，以了解真相、真理。
Because the spiritual master has seen the truth, he can impart the truth to you.
因为灵性导师已经见到了真理，所以说他就能够把这样的真理教导给你。
That's in chapter 4, verse 34.
这就是薄伽梵歌的第四章的第34节。
But then in text 35, he explains what the truth is.
然后在35节的时候，接下来的世界当中，他就解释到这个真相是什么。
Yasgandva punarmoham evam yashashi pandava yena bhutanya seshani dakshyas yashatma ato mayi. Having obtained...Real knowledge from a realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion, for by this knowledge you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, they are mine.
4.35 当你从一位自我觉悟的灵魂那里得到了真正的知识，就永不会再度坠入虚幻之中，因为会使你看到一切众生都只是至尊的部分，换言之，他们都从属于我。
So humility arises out of honesty and experiencing the truth directly for yourself.
Experiencing the truth directly for yourself. 因此谦卑就来源于诚实，并且来源于你自己亲自体验到关于你的自我的真相。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, that's it.
All right, good job. Thank you, Sumukhi, and thank you, Narayani.
感谢 Sumukhi Maharaji.
And I thank all the participants today.
感谢今天来听课的所有的奉献者们。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有的荣耀都归于圣人帕帕。
And all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦塔。
And let's prepare our hearts for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Gaur Purnima.
让我们准备好自己的心灵来迎接 Gaur Purnima, 迎接主 Chaitanya 的显现日。
And for that, we beg for the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
而为了能够准备好自己的心灵，我们由此去祈祷，祈求得到主 Nityananda 的仁慈。
Let's ask him to help us be honest.
我们来请求他们来帮助我们保持诚实的态度。
So he can till our heart.
就这样的话，就使得主 Nityananda 能够来耕耘我们的心灵。
And help us see our anarthas and let them go.
能够帮助我们看到自己的 anartha, 能够来放手这些不洁。
To make a nice place for the holy name to reside.
让我们的心灵准备好我们的心灵使得我们的心灵是一个能够让圣名居住的地方。
Okay,
Guru Maharaj, there are like three questions more you want to answer today or next time?
I think we'll go next time because I'm running out of time today.
所以说刚才 Sumukhi Maharaj 发上来的这几个问题的话，我们就下星期再回答了，因为 Guru 的时间不够了。
Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
谢谢大家。Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 外昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna. 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。